And here we are in Ellesmere Port.
Lovely sunny day as always.
And we're here for the SEAWAC SA protest. They're looking for some accountability from the council for what looks like not the best end team in the world. There's actually some pictures over there on the wall of all the children affected, so we'll go and have a look at that in a minute. And hopefully we can speak to some protesters and some of the organisers to see what the problems actually are.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Ali and this is Kirsty.
Hello everybody.
We absolutely love Cheshire Matters. We're so glad that you guys have joined us today so you can listen to our community firsthand and understand the extent of the problem here in Cheshire West and Chester.
Just a quick update on how things are going. Obviously we went through some of the information you've released, but obviously you're in communication with the council. How's that going for you?
It's a mixed bag, really, because on the surface we are being told that we're being listened to. Councillor Adam Langan, for example, has been very keen to take our meaningful change document to the relevant people. However, nailing down tangible change is what's proving to be tricky.
I can imagine.
At the moment, we're having promises of change and promises that we're being listened to, but we don't get the sense that things are moving quick enough. And obviously, in the meantime, we've got children that are still waiting for EHCNAs, still out of education, not getting the support they need, and we can't wait any longer.
It's not on, is it, really?
It's not.
No, action needs to happen.
These are families' lives.
They're dragging their heels with this, to be honest. I mean, we've raised a few issues with them, and we've basically been told by the monitoring officer that they don't need to communicate with us. They've got no legal right to, because we complained about them breaking codes of conduct.
But it shouldn't be about legal right. It should be about operating with full transparency. That's what we're entitled to as residents, isn't it?
Use your morals, and I think they're lacking them, to be honest.
It is concerning, because actually what we're asking for in this case is legal obligations to be fulfilled. And when that doesn't happen, we need answers as to why not, and we need accountability. And I think it's the lack thereof that is the most prominent theme that we've come across as families have been contacting us. And it's really concerning because the council are breaking the law, and there's no accountability for that.
Well, while all this goes on, the children are still suffering. I've just spoken to a friend of mine who they've said no, the child doesn't need any send. He really does.
Yeah. Do you want to talk on that? Because obviously that's something that... You're in limbo at the moment, aren't you?
I'm in the middle of doing mine at the moment. My son's been given a resource provision school in mainstream. He just won't cope. So I'm currently going for appeal for that at the moment, which is costing my mental health, Harry's mental health, and an absolute fortune so far.
You happen to pay for that? You don't get legal aid? Or?
No.
Wow.
We're paying for a cell advocate out of our own pocket.
So you're paying in more ways than one for the...
We're paying for something that shouldn't have to be paid for.
It's quite disappointing, this, really.
It is.
Well, let's hope that you've raised some awareness here and they might actually act. But, I mean, have you heard anything back from the meaningful change document yet, or still not?
So we were told that it would go to Ascend Implementation Board on the 9th of April.
I believe
that
so.
That board then got pushed back and we were notified a few days later. So theoretically that happened this week just gone. We have chased for an update that hasn't yet materialised. Just on the theme of accountability though, Kirsty, I think it's really poignant to say Kirsty submitted a formal complaint for how she'd been treated by the SEND team, specifically with issues around unlawful conduct and communication. So really time-sensitive emails not being responded to. And actually you were awarded compensation by the SEND team for their failings, so their failings were acknowledged, which was quite profound. However, you've been told to email to claim your compensation, and because they don't respond to their emails, it's now been nearly 3 weeks since you tried to claim your compensation.
An email back from them saying don't email again within 5 working days,
really,
because we're working on it, and it's been nearly 3 weeks.
So even when there's the illusion of accountability, lessons still aren't being learnt. There's still no basic respect there for Kirsty. The fact that her family are in debt because of incurring legal costs, so they could really do with that money and are entitled to that money as an act of compensation. And is she ever going to get it?
11.
We have been ignored, unsupported, broken. Yes. Demand change.
Tell him why.
So, explain your sign. What's this all about?
Well, my son's, he has got into a SEND school for September, but it's taken a long, long time. And
how long exactly would you say?
God, year-ish.
Yeah, really? That long?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
So I've got it.
And yeah, I feel like we were ignored, we were unsupported, and we were broken. We're broken people because of it. So yeah, it just needs to change for everybody else.
It does. It sounds like you're not alone either.
Nope,
there's
we're not
quite
alone.
A few here.
Yeah, we're not alone. And
well, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
keep
it's all
it up.
For him and oh, all brilliant. Them other children.
Kids come
over there.
First, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No,
well, they will do soon because we're going to make them. So.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Cost us thousands to get our kid. In school,
except
that
thousands.
In legal fees.
It costs thousands in legal fees. Yeah. Are you getting any compensation?
No, I haven't got it in me, to be honest.
No.
I
someone's tried to,
again.
But they're not replying to the emails
for the
compensation. So,
just constant lies, bad panel decisions, ignored constantly. It's affected my marriage, it's affected my family, it's affected everything, they just don't care. And that's why we're here today.
It's not just the children who suffer, which is bad enough. It's everybody else, financially. And
just no one listens to you. So that's why we're here.
Well, maybe they'll start listening.
Yeah, I think they will.
I hope so.
Because you don't want this again, do you?
No, we don't. No. We don't know how any other people are experiencing the same thing, but just aren't here and don't know about the protest and don't know how to speak out. So.
But yeah, we're here just to help people because we've been through it and just any advice we can give to anybody,
it's a good cause.
We're all for it. So
keep up the fight. So we're at the SEND accountability protest with two very concerned parents.
Yep, I'm Nicola, and I've got my little Rupert, who is almost four, and we're at the start of our EHCP process.
I'm Rebecca. We currently have our final EHCP, but we're currently taking it to a tribunal due to being listed as a mainstream, and the mainstream school that's listed is denying Ashton, saying that they can't meet his needs, but the LAs aren't listening to that and they're still pushing Ashton onto a mainstream school. So we're unfortunately having to take it through tribunals and having solicitors involved. So that's where we're up to.
How long has this been going on for?
Ashton's EHCP started, it was due to be finalised in February, it wasn't finalised till April. It was put in October, but obviously the long process of getting everyone involved, it wasn't finalised till April.
So you feel like the council have helped us all?
Absolutely not.
No.
It was a long-winded process where none of my opinions have listed. I spent 8 hours, once I got my draft EHCP, going through everything that was wrong. When I've then eventually got the final EHCP, nothing was listened to in any of Ashton's needs. None of my hard work that I'd put into denying everything they'd listed has been... and actually also on Ashton's draft EHCP, another child was listed, so it's therefore just copy and pasted. Nothing personalised towards my son either.
This sounds like a pattern emerging, Nicola.
Yeah.
What's your experience? Have you had any experience with the council SEND team yet?
My experience was I put in an EHCP for Rupert and it was straight away rejected. Didn't even look at it because he didn't have a diagnosis, whereas it's actually illegal to do that. A child doesn't need a diagnosis to get an EHCP. So we went for an appeal. Couldn't do an appeal, so I've had to start from the beginning all over again, put in a new request, and now it's getting to... He's meant to start school in September. We're now in May tomorrow, and he still hasn't even...
don't know where he's going.
Not even the start of an EHCP yet.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that. Let's hope this raises a bit of awareness because something needs to happen here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank
you very much.
No.
Hi, Louise, you all right? Are you off to give a statement?
No. Sorry.
No, I don't suppose you'd give us one, would you, no? Lisa?
Can we have your statement in writing that you're going to give to these people?
Wow, just totally refused to speak to us there. Even Lisa, no? Literally, that was so rude. You got all that recorded, didn't you?
No, they said
so she'll give a statement to him.
Oh, yeah.